Welcome, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. This is Dispatch Me Home Radio. For the next 55 minutes, you and I will explore some of the greatest trucking songs of all time, some of the best in classic country, and we'll take a look at some news in the trucking industry. On today's program, we're going to talk about statistics. Now, how many trucks are running in the U.S.? How many trucking companies are there? There is many things to tell you that may raise some of your eyebrows. I've been in trucking for 35 years and been a radio disc jockey since 1987. And I collect and study a lot of trucking music, and I've been out there many, many years. So we're going to talk trucking, and we're going to listen to some of the greatest in the trucking music world. I'm Big Al Weekly, and once again, this is Dispatch Me Home Radio, and our program is brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com. That is MusicChartsMagazine.com, headquartered right there in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. Let's begin with one of the legends of country music, and that is Mr. Mel Tillis, a member of the Grand Ole Opry, one of the greatest songwriters and singers, I believe, in country music. And he recorded a song called There Ain't No California. So here comes Mel Tillis to begin Dispatch Me Home Radio.
Will I live my life on highways from sea to shining sea? So listen to my story. Save yourself some agony. Forget that urge to wander like a shadow on the ground. Find yourself a woman, get a job and settle down. Cause there ain't no California where the water tastes like wine. Ain't no big rock candy mountain where you feel good all the time. For my blue heaven, heard somewhere it's called home. So don't you listen to those freight trains, let them scream into the night. Don't watch those Greyhound buses, semi-trucks, airplane lights. Let someone else be lonely. Let someone else be cold. Let someone else make sure those lies and stories all get told. Cause there ain't no California where the water tastes like wine. Ain't no big rock candy mountain where you feel good all the time. And I ain't found an old blue bayou. No, I roamed my whole life alone, searching for cause there ain't no California where the water tastes like wine. Ain't no big rock candy mountain where you feel good all the time.
Well, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is a California, and I've been there many times, but you can't beat that song for some good trucking music. There ain't no California. Mel Tillis here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. I want to bring one of the classic songs in here. I remember back about 25 years ago when I was running the roads at nighttime, and a lot of nighttime radio had trucking music on it. There was one young lady that I really enjoyed, and I accidentally found her album, a little 45 album in Florida, and paid a couple bucks for it and was able to get a hold of this song. It was pretty hard to find. But the song is called Waiting at the End of Your Run. The young lady is Ava Barber, and just to give you a quick history on Ava, she has been best remembered for having performed on the Lawrence Welk Show throughout much of the 1970s and early 80s. She's known as a recording artist. She had a pretty good-sized hit called Bucket of the South, which peaked at about number 13 on the country charts. But here's the interesting thing. Ava Barber was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and by the time she was 14, she had joined a country music television show located in Knoxville, and then she tried out for Lawrence Welk Show and began working with Lawrence Welk for all those years. But it was a trucking song that she released, was successful, reaching about number 70 on the country single charts. It was around 1977, and once again that song was called Waiting at the End of Your Run, a classic song in the trucking industry. And Ava Barber, well, her name may not be as well known, but if you're a truck driver, you will remember this song, and if you're not a truck driver, then we are going to introduce Ava Barber to you. Waiting at the End of Your Run, Ava Barber on Dispatch Me Home Radio, an old 45 record. Once again, 1977, a song that made her in country music, Waiting at the end of your run. You know, among all the trucking music, man and gal out on the road, well, they have to have some good classic country as well. And coming up, we're going to talk trucking statistics here in just a little bit. I'll try to raise some eyebrows. Our program brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com, headquartered right there in Nashville, Tennessee. And also in Nashville, Tennessee is the Grand Ole Opry. And a member of the Grand Ole Opry is Charlie Pride. Let's go back to about 1966-67. Here is Charlie Pride, Just Between You and Me. Dispatch Me Home Radio.
So I feel so blue, sometimes I wanna die. And so I've got a broken heart, so what? They say that time will heal all wounds in mice and men. And I know that someday I'll forget and love again. But just between you and me, I've got my doubts about it. 'Cause just between you and me, to forget. Ah, ah. So I've lost the only girl I ever loved, and so I've never felt so low, so what? I'll just tell myself each time I wanna cry that someday time will dry the teardrops from my eyes. But just between you and me, I'm not so sure about it. 'Cause just between you and me,
Dispatch Me Home Radio. I'm Big Al Weekly. Charlie Pride and Just Between You and Me. I want to bring Red Savine in here. Ed, just about everybody, not only in the trucking industry, but everywhere, remembers that name, Red Savine. All the great narrations that he has recorded in trucking music. And this song here is going to coincide with our accident stats. I want to take a look at those and tell you why we're going to play Phantom 309. But what are some accident statistics? Well, estimates of about 41,000 to 45,000 traffic deaths occur every year within the U.S. And walkers and bikers account for about 15% of it. The total traffic deaths each year, fewer than 9% of those deaths involve commercial vehicles. More than 80% of those accidents are the fault of the non-commercial driver. Of those death-related accidents, only 4% of trucks are fatigue-related. Drinking-related accounted for about 0.06% of the accidents. Now, how many total drivers, commercial and civilian, are in the U.S., and how many total accidents happen? Well, get this. There are more than 200 million licensed drivers in the United States. And as of 2003, we're close to a yearly 7 million motor vehicle accidents involving well over 3.5 million injuries. And what is the total cost for all the accidents in the U.S.? Well, motor vehicle accident crashes cost an estimated $4,900 per second. $4,900 per second. That's about $30,000 in the time it took to read this fact. Now, that is a little bit on accident statistics. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But the reason why I picked Red Savine's Phantom 309, because it talks about a truck driver who gave his life to save a bunch of people. You see, us truck drivers have a code out on the road, at least us old school guys. It's been around for a long time. And in this song, you'll understand a little bit more about our code because Phantom 309 chose to lose his life to save others. So here comes Red Savine, Phantom 309 on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig or running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Phantom 309, Red Sovine. Truck drivers have a code. I'm an old school truck driver from many, many years ago, and we all had codes. And would I turn my wheel if a busload of kids was coming at me? You bet I would. And I'm sure a lot of the other drivers out there would too. You know, also coming up here on Dispatch Me Home Radio, we're going to be talking to truck drivers that record music, truck drivers that have hobbies, just everyday working hard men and women truck drivers. That's what we're going to do here on Dispatch Me Home. We're going to introduce you not only to the trucking industry and the trucking world and the music, we're going to introduce you to the people that make this country roll and show you just how common and good those people are. Right now, here's the First Lady of Country Music. Here's Tammy Wynette.
I've never seen the inside of a bar room or listened to a jukebox all night long, but I see these are the things that bring you pleasure, so I'm gonna join them. So if that's the way
From now on you're gonna see a different me, because you're
good girl's gonna go bad. Tammy Wynette, let's keep the wheels a singing along. Let's go back to the 80s, finish up this segment of Dispatch Me Home Radio. Here comes Ronnie Millsap and Prisoner of the Highway.
Driven on
Johnny Millsap and Prisoner of the Highway here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. I'm Big Al Weekly, and Dispatch Me Home Radio is brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com. I said MusicChartsMagazine.com, headquartered right there in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. That's the first segment. We've got more truck industry statistics coming up in the second segment of Dispatch Me Home Radio. More trucking music, some of the classics of all time, country music, and much more. You're listening to Dispatch Me Home Radio. I'm Big Al Weekly, and it's great to be with all of you.